Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is your host, Elohim. Today is Tuesday, 5-2-2023. What are we talking about health? Let's start with the national anthem. Good evening. Today we're going to be talking about health. But you know, we're a Bible-based group, so we like everything that we're saying is basically going to be Bible oriented or straight up Bible verses. So this is where we're coming from, and this is what we like for you to. That's why we want you to tune in, because we like the Bible. The Bible is a very powerful book, okay? But before we get started, I'd like to make what we call an assertion. I'd like to thank Source Energy for my birthing guides, Psalm 82:6, King James Version, and John, which is backed up by Jesus in 10:34. It was backed up by Jesus, that you are God's children of the Most High. My father's name is James, and Sarah, for giving me life so that I can embark on this wonderful journey. I would like to thank my God, Sarah, for going through the pain of baptizing me to make me a holy person. That would be Luke 2:23. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. All right? So we're all holy people. All right? When he was talking about born in sin and shaped in iniquity, he wasn't talking about everybody. He was talking about himself. He said, I. We have to learn to read the Bible. Well, there's three thought processes in the Bible. Okay? It's one. That's a slave. That will be Deuteronomy. We're going to go through this every time we open the show, because certain information has to be gotten out. Certain things have to be learned about if we're going to form a relationship where we can do what we were brought here to do. Monitor the Milky Way galaxy. So, boy, this guy started off. Yes, I am. Because I've been lied to for so long, manipulated for so long, that now that I'm finally waking up, now they got a problem with me being woke. They said I should go back to sleep. Being woke is a problem to these guys. Yeah, well, I'm woke. Okay? They're changing the definition and the meanings of the words to keep you confused. This is what they do. Like when they say civilization. The black, brown, red, and yellow community never had civilization. Civilization didn't start until the Greeks came along. Civilized, they're a culture based on lies coming from a spiritual vantage point. When you look up civil law, it's a lot to do with religious law. So they change the meaning of words and keep us all screwed up. And that's why nobody want to be men and women no more. The way they the changing the rules for men and women, who want to be a man or a woman, you know? And you can't blame people for doing that, okay? And I like to make an assertion. An assertion is an acceptance of Source Energy's law, okay? As God of this dimension, I accept the law of reap what you sow, and I will not do anything or say anything that I do not want to come back to me. So let it be written. So let it be done. Okay? Now, I like to make my little pledge here. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow, and I will have no trouble that I cannot solve. Galatians 6:7. I told you everything that's coming out of our mouth is flowing through the Bible. We're flowing through the Bible not as slaves, not as men and women, but as God. As said to us in Psalm 86:2. And it was backed up by Jesus in John 10:34, based on the law. So the law of the universe is reap what you sow. Now our children are trans. Wait a minute, brother, my child ain't no trans. But when the children turn to the age of teenagers, they're making the transition into gods. but you're blocking them. Because if a child come up and told you that they was God, you look at them like they're crazy. Because of the explanations of what these people, from other puppet masters, have given you about what God means. They're relating God to Santa Claus. This is how they're prepping you early in your life to accept their definition of what a God is. Knows what you're thinking, knows what you're sleeping, so the good for goodness sake, Santa Claus is coming to town, Jesus is coming back, you know, and he knows what you're thinking and all that stuff. This is the, you're waiting for God to bless you, God to give you things. You're praying for stuff to come to you by God. But the Bible tells you something totally different when you go in with the thought process of God. If you're thinking like God, you go in as a God, you'll get certain things. Certain things will come to you. Certain things you'll be able to understand that you can't understand as men and women. What does the book say? Those who have ears, let them hear. Those who have eyes, let them see. You won't be able to see certain things as men and women because men and women are children. Okay, we're talking about this. We're going to be talking about diet. Now, when they say, let us make men and women, okay, this is in tyrannical scriptures, Bible 2.0. It's on sale on Amazon. It's telling you that the men and women, when they say, let us make men and women, this was people on a ship, okay? The ship that they were on was the same thing that Noah had built, but only on a much higher plane. It was an ark. This is why they had the seeds and everything for the animals and everything, because there was an ark. And the men and women that were on the ark, posing as God, they got together like we do, had sex, and made babies. And they put their babies on the planet, and they were done after they set everything up. And they rested for one day, which is 1,000 years. And then Adam and Eve came into the play. So they had children on the planet for 1,000 years before Adam and Eve was even thought about. Then they got into the cloning process and set up Adam and Eve. Okay? Because all of the minerals that we're made up of, where they come from, they don't have the same minerals. So that's why Adam and Eve is different than the ones than E.T. Because where they came from and where we came from, the minerals are different. That's why they use the term dirt. Dirt is a group of minerals. That's what dirt is. It ain't just dirt. It's a group of minerals. You know? I'm going here because this is something that you need to know since we're going into health. Because there's diets in the Bible. One diet is for men and women. And one diet is for God, right? Well, why would they make up a diet for God when we're talking about Adam and Eve? Well, that's a good question. I'm not going to go into the whole thing because there's so much more to that particular story. But Adam and Eve, they told them, if you eat of this tree, you will be gods like one of us. Adam and Eve ate from the tree. They became gods like one of us. And they got kicked out of the garden because they became gods. Not only did they become gods, they were designers. They designed aprons. They took leaves and designed something to wear. And they had great imagination. This is what the Bible says. That's what a god is. Get the other thought process out of your mind. God is a person that knows right from wrong, is a designer, and have a strong imagination. Okay? Now, what I like to do, before I go any further here, I like to play one of the songs off the album. We do have an album out there. You can go to CD Baby right now and purchase it. That's going to change soon. because we're going to take control over the album, and you'll be able to get it from different sources. It's Spotify, Walmart, this is all up the album.
Yes, is this Revenue Lane? Yes, it is. Well, I haven't been to church lately, and I'd like for you to make a 911 emergency call to Jesus and tell him that I need him right away. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll make the call. Just hold on for a minute. Hold on.
One of the songs off the album, 911, Jesus Emergency, Jesus Coming Back. If you want to listen to more songs on the album, you can go to YouTube and look up Elohim Christ, 911, Jesus Emergency. Okay, and it'll come up, and you can listen to different parts of the album if you want, okay? Now, today is about health. Now, you have a diet for God and a diet for men and women. The diet for God is supposed to keep them here for 900 years. The God for men and women, 120 years. And we don't even follow that diet. Too good. Now listen. Genesis 1:29. Okay? I have given you herbs and seed-bearing plants for meat all over the world. You can go get, you can eat from the plant kingdom for food all over the world. Dr. Sadie talked about electric foods. But we have been so conditioned, okay, because the animal industry is a huge industry. And they will do whatever they have to do to keep that industry growing strong. I don't know if you've ever been to one of these doggone plants where they cut up the pigs and the cows and all that stuff. It's just awful when you go in. I visited them when I was younger, watching them cut up the cows and all that stuff. You know, it was terrible, something terrible to see. But we're not supposed to be eating from the animal kingdom. Once you become God, make your transition into God. This is what the Bible tells you you're supposed to be becoming. You're supposed to be making your transition into God. Once you make your transition into God, you start thinking like so many other guys out there thinking. Well, I'm vegan. That's what the vegan diet is all about. The vegans don't eat from the animal kingdom. They eat from the vegetable kingdom. That's what the Bible tells you you're supposed to be doing. Okay? Now, if you're going to go into the mindset of God, being like God, well, I'm in control here. You know? When they want you thinking as men and women, they tell you God is in control. Well, once you make the transition into God, who becomes in control? You become in control of your life. You don't have to pray for something to be good in your life. The law is reap what you sow. Start sowing things that's going to bring things to you, and your life will change. You got to watch what you're sowing. If you're in a car, you keep running red lights, later you're going to have an accident. You don't have to pray, hope I don't have an accident. Yes, you're going to have an accident sooner or later. You keep running red lights. Because of the way the streets and stuff were designed, where you cannot run a red light, someone else can run a red light and hit you. But where the streets are designed, okay, you're supposed to stop at the red light. That's supposed to keep accidents down. It's a design thing, not an evolution thing. We have to stop thinking in terms of evolution. Evolution, you can't prove evolution. But you can prove design, because we're designing stuff all the time. Everything that we're using right now on this planet, from the buildings to the water, everything designed by God for God. We designed all this stuff for ourselves to use. If you're thinking like a man or woman, that means you're under nature. See, you go outside right now. I say this all the time, probably say it every show. Flap your arms and you're not going to fly like a bird. Because it's not natural for you to fly like a bird. It's just not natural. You have to begin to wake up. I know they're fighting against you being woke. They want you sleep. They're saying, well, because we're catering to the transgender people, it's because of the religious organization that the trans people are falling into that trap. They're supposed to be transitioning into God. But if a trans person walks up to you right now, well, I'm God, you're looking at them like they're crazy because of the way the puppet masters are telling you what God is. You're thinking God is somebody like Santa Claus. No, God is what you see in your mirror. And all these people that are following the Bible, they're not following the thought process of the book. They're following the thought process of the puppet masters who are bringing their thought process to the Bible. It's not the Bible's thought process. So we're taking you from that slave mentality. That's what the Bible does. It takes you from that slave mentality. It takes you into the men and women mentality. Then it takes you into the God mentality. The God mentality is the adults. Adults, they don't steal, they don't lie, they don't cheat, they make a commitment, they keep it. This is God. God follows the law. They don't do anything to anyone that they do not want done to them. If you do something to somebody that you don't want done to you, and you figure out a way to block them from doing it back to you, that's corruption. You can't break the law. Sooner or later, you're going to pay for what you're doing. And we're going to talk about that just for a second, because each tribe, this is the Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love, right? Each tribe has had 2,000 years to rule. Black tribe, brown tribe, red tribe, yellow tribe, white tribe is ruling now. Most of the architects, when they start talking, they go back 10 to 12,000 years ago. go a little further than that as far as what they're calling men and women and their existence on the planet. You got this evolution thing is throwing everybody off because there is no evolution. Everything that all the changes that's going on was built into everything by design. If you go back into Genesis, when they planted the fruits and everything, okay, it was by design that the plants had seeds to reproduce. It's by design that everything is reproducing. And if things in the atmosphere are changing, your systems by design are made to adapt. This is all by design. It didn't evolve from no ape. I'm just telling you straight up. You did not evolve from an ape. If you was evolving from ape, apes would still be turning into men and women right now. They're not. Okay? It don't work that way. I don't know an ape that turned into a man. And neither do they. So evolution is not a practical mindset. That thought process just... it just needs to go away, you know? There was no Big Bang. If you once you get the book, Tohoku Scriptures, Bible 2.0, it will explain to you how everything was made. Fabric of space, dark matter, okay? Black holes, okay? Corporeal energy, incorporeal energy. It explains all of that, how things were made. We're dealing with frequencies. This is why they're having so much trouble when it gets to a certain point, because they're thinking, instead of thinking frequency, they're thinking density. It's all about the frequency. It's the frequencies that make the density. You can take sound. Sound is a frequency. But what the frequency power to a certain point will break glass. It will kill you. Sound will kill you. It will knock you off. But it's the frequency. Your body is a frequency. That's why they can look through it. The food that you eat are frequencies. Based on your frequency, you're supposed to be eating food of a certain frequency. That's why the Bible telling you in Genesis 1:29, I've given you herb and seed plant, seed-bearing plants all over the world. I'm giving you that for meat. See what I'm saying? Now, they're taking the term meat and using it instead of flesh. We're not supposed to be eating flesh. We're supposed to be eating meat. That's why the Bible says, don't give up your meat. But they've flipped the script. They're changing the meaning of the words to confuse you so you don't know what actually is going on. And that has to change. All of this, the stuff that you're eating from the carbohydrates, everything works together. So when you sit down, they design the 3-meal-a-day diet improperly. See, when you every time you sit down to consume, you're supposed to have all of the at least 80 to 90 in nutrients when you eat. If you get up in the morning, you eat a couple of eggs and some toast and stuff, that hurts your system, okay? It hurts your system. It gives you too much mucus. If you got too much of anything, it'll hurt you. You eat too much water, it'll bust your stomach. So you have to balance what you're doing. Now, the gods of medicine, I'm talking about the doctors and stuff, people spend their whole life studying this stuff, okay? These are the gods of medicine. They're pretty apt at what they're talking about and what they're doing, but the thought process is what's thrown off. They're treating you as men and women rather than treating you as gods. If they treat you as gods, then everything they design for you will be based on your frequency. Like one of the doctors, Dr. Sabi. Electric foods. You have electrical systems. So the food, electricity is a frequency. So when you're eating electric foods, you're eating foods that are a certain frequency. We're not learning this. We're not studying this because we're resolved to living 120 years. We live 120 years now. We said, man, I'm 90-some years old. And you walk around on a walker. You look like you look like a skeleton. You can't hardly do anything. And this is just at 80, 90 years old. You look terrible. And it's not supposed to happen. And they're taking you off electrofoods and giving you pills and medication, which they should be giving you herbs. They got super herbs out there that they should be giving you. What I'm going to do right now, okay, because I've changed my diet a little bit, I'm going to give you some things, tell you some things that you can eat that will make your life a whole lot better and you will become more healthier, okay? I'm scrolling down to the net. These are the five veggies that we promote as the Elohim diet. Collard greens, one cup of each. Collard greens, Brussels sprouts, green beans, green peas, and broccoli. 90 minerals and nutrients. Just the one cup of these you get. Now, one cup, that's the 1,000-calorie diet. Okay? Now, if you're on a 2,000-calorie diet, then instead of eating once a day, eat twice a day. Eat one cup of these twice a day. That'll put you back on a 2,000-calorie diet. Now, this is I've made some capsules. These are the capsules I take every day, okay, to help me out because I've been getting not real sick, but I've been getting abscessed. Let's get them. Where are these things coming from? You know, what am I eating that's bringing these things on? And I find that I've been eating some bread, white flour, stuff like that there, you know, which I'm not supposed to be eating, but I'll break up and eat some of that from time to time. But your system, from when you were born and what your mama and your papa has been feeding you, it has a long-term effect on the system, okay? So now you have to start thinking in terms of, like Dr. Sabin said, electric foods, foods that have the right frequency for your body. This means you have to restudy all over again. The whole medical school industry, all that, they have to restudy everything. They have to learn. Now, they talk about Dr. Sabin, but Dr. Sabin, he was excellent at curing diseases. He says all disease come from mucus. So if you monitor your mucus buildup, that flour, okay, is awful when it comes to mucus, but the body needs mucus. So, from what I understand, from my body, this is just my body now. I'm not one of the guys of medicine. And you know this. So whatever you do, whatever you hear from me, talk to one of the guys of medicine. I'm calling them guys of medicine because that's what they're supposed to be. But they still function as men and women. They function as children. So there's a lot of things that they don't know that they should know. Okay, they're relying totally on Big Pharma. Now, they couldn't operate the hospitals without Big Pharma. I talk about Big Pharma like a dog, but without Big Pharma, they can't operate the hospitals like they're supposed to because hospitals will shut down without Big Pharma. Because you go in there sick, the doctor can't wait for you to go home and eat some beets and grit, beets and carrots and stuff to get well. They need something right then to ease some of your problems, some of your trauma. But they're supposed to be changing your diet. Every time you go to the doctor with some type of disease or illness, they supposed to be recommending some type of foods for you to consume. You're supposed to give me some type of food for you to consume that would change what's going on in your body. Okay, now these are capsules. I've put these herbs in a capsule, and I take a combination of these capsules every day, and it's making a difference. You got garlic, cinnamon, senna leaves, spirulina, golden seal. I take probiotics, carrot powder, papaya leaf, moringa leaf, ginger, ginseng root, and turmeric. I take one of these capsules. I take all of these capsules every day. Now, I just changed to this particular diet because I'm studying, I'm learning, I'm growing, okay? Some of the things that you can add to your diet, too. I got collard greens, broccoli, string beans, Brussels sprouts, and broccoli, green peas, but you could throw the lentils in there. And kidney beans have kidney beans are very good for you because kidney beans have omega-3. Kidney bean is high in omega-3. Okay, so if you need that omega-3, the extra omega-3, throw some kidney beans in your diet. Lentils are good. And you need to consume gluten-free bread, but don't get it twisted. The body does need some gluten, okay? And then you can deal with some fruit smoothies. Now, the diet that I have set up here is a 1,000-calorie diet. The government says that we should be on a 2,000-calorie diet. I switched to a 1,000-calorie diet, and I ain't lost no weight at all. So it's holding me up pretty good. So this is we're talking about health. You need to change your health. You need to think more about what you're doing. Now, Dr. Sadie says that we shouldn't, he's frowns against the almond milk because the almond got some kind of poison in it. The almond got some kind of poison or something in them. But I'm saying that you can take anything in small doses. You have to give up everything because, oh, it ain't that good for me. So, but the flesh, I recommend that you give up the flesh. Okay? I'm not saying meat. Meat are the vegetables and fruits and stuff. That's your meat. That's what was given to you in Genesis 1:29 for meat. All right? This is what we're talking about. Okay? Now, we explain to you what the Bible says God is. This is what the Bible says. Okay? If they ate of the certain tree, they will become gods like us, knowing right from wrong, right? And they ate from the tree. Adam and Eve were gods, knowing right from wrong. When the Lord God, this is what E.T. was calling himself, when the Lord God came off his ship, because once he off his ship, he don't know what they're doing. As long as he on his ship, he know everything that's going on. But once he come off that ship, start walking around, he don't know what's going on. Same thing happened with Cain and Abel. Hey, where's your brother, man? You know what I mean? He's a God Almighty. He should know where the brother is. But he wasn't on his ship, you know? So he's off his ship walking in the garden. He walked up to him, yo, what are you doing? He said, well, they were hiding. He said, well, we knew we were naked. So we hid because we didn't want you to see us naked. There's a lot more to this story. There's a lot more to this story that you can get into, but I'm not going to get into it today because there's, you have to read book one to really understand what corporeal and incorporeal energy is all about. Or you can study corporeal and incorporeal energy. You can Google corporeal and incorporeal energy because when he blew the breath of life in Adam, it wasn't air. It was incorporeal energy that changed its frequency. That's why the Lord God had to bring things to him because he was in a different frequency. Now, this is something, I'm going to get into this, but I'm not so overhead. Eve was born in a different frequency than Adam. Eve was born in the incorporeal realm. Along with Adam. That's why Eve was so smart. They were scared of Eve. They're scared of Eve now. Look at the restrictions they're putting on women. They're scared of you because they know how smart you are. They know what you can do. They know what you're capable of. They're afraid of you, and I'm telling you why they're afraid of you, because Adam was born in the corporeal realm. Eve was born in the incorporeal realm. When they put that incorporeal energy into Adam, Adam became incorporeal. That's why when they ate corporeal food, we're talking about frequencies now. When they ate corporeal food, their frequencies changed, and they were able to see themselves. they knew right from wrong. Once they saw themselves, they said, oh, wait a minute, man. We're naked here. Let's go design something to put on so that to cover our nakedness. And that's what they did. They designed aprons. It tells you right in the book. I'm not saying nothing that you can't look up and read for yourself, but the thought process. Now, this thought process that we're going through right now is the thought process of God, thinking like men and women. We're not thinking like children. Men and women are children. God are adults. God is not a man because God is not a child. And a man is not God because a man is not an adult. I'm just giving you a different thought process on all this here stuff, okay? Why should we believe you? The first thing we tell you in the tyrannical scriptures, don't believe nothing. Stop being believers. Stop believing in all this here stuff, okay? Because you got people, you just stop and think about it for a minute. The things that people believe in will blow your mind. See, that's why it's mentioned so many times when Jesus said believe, he didn't say believe in him. He said believe on him, which is the difference. He didn't want you to worship him. That's why he kept bringing up the Father. He didn't want you to serve him. That's why he says, it's in your book, man. All this is in your book. That's why he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. You Bible study, you Bible, guys that study the Bible, you know. You can just, see, it's so easy right now. You can just go to your laptop, type in, he that believeth on me. And the verse will come up. You can go look it up. But I recommend the King James Version because the other versions are taking the keys out. Okay? And that's a problem. Because once they start taking out the keys, when you wake up and transition into the mind of God, the books that you're reading, the keys aren't there. I just read this one passage. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy. Every man, it's a male chauvinistic book, so we got to first understand that too. Every man that comes through the woman is holy. But in certain books, they'll say, they'll put firstborn in there. That changes the key. Ain't about your firstborn. See, that changed the whole key. The King James Version say every man, but some of the other versions say the firstborn. See, that's a key change. See, now you're thinking, well, after the first child is born, the other children ain't holy. It refer you back to that shaped in iniquity and born in sin and all that. But that was just for that guy. He said I, not all of us. But this book says every. The Bible says every, because the Bible is trying to bring you into the transition into God. Don't want you to stay as no men and women, stay as children. I want you into your God thought process. Now, God don't steal, don't lie, don't cheat, don't break commitments, okay? And God only eats from the vegetable kingdom. That's tricky, baby. Raising a society, it's hard to be vegan. But the vegans are coming. The vegans are here. But they're not eating from the animal kingdom. So God can do that. We are unlimited. We know right from wrong. And we have strong imaginations. I tell you that. Say they have strong imaginations, but the imagination is only for evil. So God's going to kill them all. But praise God. See, that's a third person of men and women. See? You got ET up there with this advanced technology perpetrating a fraud. They weren't functioning like God. They were functioning like men and women. They were jealous and all this kind of stuff going on. They were men and women. They were functioning like children. Men and women are children. Look at what's going on in Congress. If they ain't acting like teenagers, I don't know what is. Now, this is something else that I need to bring to your attention. Are we talking about health? But it's something else I need to bring to your attention. See, because this is involved in mental health. There's a physical health, which is telling you how to eat, give you a list of herbs that you can do, go out and buy you a capsule machine. Buy these dry powders. Make you up some capsules, man, especially with the golden seal and the turmeric and the cinnamon. These are some powerful herbs, okay? The spirulina. I got that in a capsule. Go buy your capsule machine, buy you some capsules, and make up these doggone capsules. It will keep you out of the doctor's office. Now, we do want you to go to the doctor's office for checkups. Go to the guides of medicine. Let them check you up. They got the machines. They can look inside and see where the frequencies are wrong. Cancer is a frequency. All this is a frequency that can be changed by changing your diet. Dr. Sabi says this, and Dr. Clark says this. They ran her out of the country. She had to go to Mexico to practice because she was curing every doggone thing. And Big Pharma was having a problem with that, okay? Just like they got systems that'll give you free electricity. But the big electric companies, poor Megalotescular, they wore that man out. He was trying to bring the free electricity to the people. But, man, we got General Motors and these guys, I forget their names. People ain't going for that, you know? Got Tesla set up in some little room. Shut him down. It's amazing. They destroyed his stuff, just like they had the free electricity in India 500 years ago. No, just 1,000 years ago, they was dealing with electricity in India. How did they screw your mind up? The guy flew up the kite. And the electricity hit the kite. But how do you explain the Baghdad battery 1,000 years ago before this guy was born? They're changing things around to keep you functioning as men and women. They want to keep you as children. You got a guy, they're giving a guy credit because the apple fell on his head. He knows about gravity. When you got people moving bricks around that's bigger than a two tractor trailer. They don't know about gravity. See, we have to give credit where it's due. Now, we got about 9 minutes here. Let's go into the crucial part of being born again, because we're teaching that the world needs to be born again. You are not. There is no race. This is what we're saying. There is no race. Once you become gods, you'll see that you're not a part of no race. Your color locks you into 1/5 of the world's population, and you're all over the world. That means there's no borders for you. This stuff is made up by children. That's why we're fighting and killing each other, because the children are doing the same thing. Each tribe did the same thing. The black tribe, they were the first ones to rule, and they oppressed the brown tribe. If you look at some of the hieroglyphics from this thought process, you'll see the brown people being worked over by the black people. I'm talking about the black tribe. The black tribe is oppressing the brown tribe. Then when the brown tribe came to power, coming through the Hyksos and all that, that's what the Bible is trying to explain it to you. But you're not as women, men and women. You got to look at it from a God point of view. And when the brown tribe came through, they took over, and they was running everything. You go ahead and look at some of the aristocrats all over the world, in Spain and England and France. They were brown. Very few of them was part of the black tribe, okay? Because the black tribe's time was up. Then the brown tribe, their time was up. Then here we come the Mayans then we come the red people. The red tribe came into power. That's what the Americas was all about. This was a global empire that the red tribe had set up. In Africa, the brown tribe attacked them a couple of times. But they said, right in history, they had such strong bows and stuff that we couldn't take them. Okay? Then the yellow tribe came in. We're talking about the Mayans and some of the Chinese and Japanese, you know. And you can see how they were oppressing each other. It wasn't nothing for the Japanese to go into China and start blowing them up, killing them and all that, trying to take their stuff. Children, they were acting like children. Each tribe had their time to rule. You can look at the monuments all over the world from the different tribes. Each tribe had their strong religious monuments all over the world. Okay? This is what was going on. Now, the white tribe, they're in power now, but their time is almost up. And they're fighting to maintain this global dominance when they really should be working with the other four tribes to get ready to do what they were here for, managing the Milky Way galaxy. I saw a video the other day. This guy's thought process was amazing. Some people thought he was daydreaming. But he had things where they were colonizing. They were using the power from the sun. They built this thing around the sun, which was good. Then he also showed in the video where they was doing it all over the galaxy. That's great. Now, this guy got the right thought process. That's where we're supposed to be going. But instead, they want to keep you as children, where you have the little games to play and you have the football and the baseball. None of that is supposed to matter to God. You know, why would God be out there banging his head against somebody else to get a few yards for the dollar? See, this is what happens when we go into the mindset of God. This is why they killed Jesus. Now, they didn't just kill Jesus just for any old reason. If you go, see, we're talking, this is from the mindset. I'm one of the guys of the Bible. If you, Jesus never, never promoted religion, okay? He told you what religion is. He said, for him, this is his thought process, okay, as far as religion is concerned, taking care of the orphans and the homeless and keeping yourself unspotted, okay, keeping yourself in good shape. This is what Jesus was talking about when he talked about religion, okay? And we're talking about the five tribes, right? I only got about 4 minutes. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. Then they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. That's Matthew 24:30, okay? Look. Jesus knew that you was what he was. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, not in me, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. Okay? This is what I'm saying. Jesus knew that you and him were the same. And he's telling you this all the time. But we're looking at it from a man and woman point of view. We have to look at it from a God point of view. Okay? We have to transition into God. Now, that's dangerous for the world, because what happened to the flesh, to all these people that's making billions of dollars off killing animals? It's going to go away. What happened to the liquor industry? It goes away. So we ain't drinking no more. What happened to the weed industry, taking all these crazy herbs and stuff? We'll go away. We look at the people in Philadelphia looking like zombies, taking this opioids and stuff. It's not the question that the opioids is coming in. What thought process were they dealing with when they took the stuff in the first place? Why are you even taking this stuff? Okay? It strictly goes against the law of reap what you sow. Because you're not sowing the benefits that enable God to do what God is supposed to do, but they don't know that's who they are. They're suffering out there, praying to something that's not going to help them, you know? I mean, we only got a couple of minutes here. I'm trying to upgrade you by using the Bible, and everything that I'm saying, it's in the Bible, all of it, okay? But the puppet masters, I call them puppet masters because they have a hidden hand manipulating the people. That's what a puppet master is. I'm not saying puppet masters are evil, but they're manipulating you, keeping you as men and women so they can have their $5 million houses and their jets and their planes and all that, and people right down the street are sleeping on the street. Okay? I'm not going to mention no names because I don't want to assault nobody here, but there was a one religious group that owned a big building, and a catastrophe hit, and they wouldn't let the people in. Wouldn't let the people in. People had to complain and cry the blues for them to open the doggone doors. These were religious people. See? Now, well, we're out of time right now, so I got to cut it short. I might have to change everything in 2 hours, so I'm making an assertion. I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. That way, I will have no trouble that I cannot solve. So let it be written. So let it be done. And I eagerly embrace all that I've done to come back to me. Okay? Now, with that, remember, it's your brother Elohim. We have Tyrannical Scriptures, Bible 2.0. It's on Amazon. You can get it now. You can get it now. Go to Amazon and buy it. You know, I rushed it, so, but it does what it does. The information is there. Okay? Don't be too judgmental about the book. Just go in and get the information, okay? Remember, love is to act and make others feel good. If you're going to do something or say something, it's not going to make the other person feel good unless you tell them the truth, okay? Just don't say it. Just don't say it. So go forth with your brother Elohim, signing off. Go forth and have a feel-good day. I'm trying to be on the air as much as possible. It's not easy with what's going on right now, but we're getting there, okay? So look for me from 8 to 9 on most days. If you can't catch me 8 to 9, just go into Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio and look up Elohim Christ, and the shows are on demand. I'd like to thank Blog Talk for what they're doing. They're doing a great job out there, okay? So this is your brother. Much love, guys.